Thank God for life. Thank Him for the strength that we have right now. Thank Him for all of the things He's done. That my eyes have fell upon, and I can say is marvelous. Because He's been a wonder to me. I'm praying for the church. For the church. A prayer that God will forever keep. That He will forever let His face shine upon you. And that He will ever give you peace. Thank Him, and I praise Him for what He's done for us. That in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, He's kept the church. I know what men say about us. But I want to ask the church, who do you say I am? I heard somebody say he's a man of God. Heard somebody say we are the people of God. We're praying that your sight will be able to look beyond this Son of Man and see Christ. Pray that your mind will understand that God did not leave you without the witness that know it. Came from Him and came to deliver the church. For you, I'm praying. Because there is a spirit that is trying to devour the church, and thank God it cannot. But the church will always give God the glory. I thank Him for the gospel that's being preached, because it is time for God to get the glory for everything. Thank Him for the nighttime hour of suffering, but when the sunrise, someone told me joy will come by morning. When the morning came, I found the church was all right. I'm praying for the church. That they will hear what the Spirit is saying to them. That they will know who God is. And when men ask them concerning the God they serve, the church can say, I serve the one and true God. For you, we're continually praying. That your feet will walk in the path of righteousness for God's name's sake. When the Lord revealed who you are, that it won't be a surprise to you, but it will be a revelation that it was preached to me. Who I was in the earth, and why the struggle was what it was, because the spirit that was in the world to devour the church could not. I pray that the revelation of who you are is known unto you now, that beyond your flesh and blood, as Peter talked to God and said that thou art the Christ of God, I can say to the church, thou art the living God that shall conquer every ailment. Thou shalt conquer everything that is placed in front of you, that you will get the victory in your heart and mind to know if the situation appears to be what it is. Your mind has already changed it to the faith that God can do anything. I'm praying that as Peter's spirit talked to God, I'm talking to God now in you, to say you must believe that the reward is beyond the moment of the flesh going back to the earth. That your crown is life everlasting that's waiting now for all doubt to cease and your faith to speak. Who do men say versus who do you say? Who do you say you are? Who do you say that you are? Do you know that you are a child of the living God? Do you know that you are a child of the resurrection to life everlasting? Do you know that you are the house that Jesus built when he said, I'll go away, and he prepared a place in you? Do you know that from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet is God? Do you know how you get victory is when you open your mouth and say, come. And you're free from all danger because of one word, come. Because when Christ told Peter, come, Peter walked. Do you know that there is no enmity between you and God? That while you yet sleep and slumber, He has a hold to the moment that shall be with Him. That your heart get encouraged to say, come thou with me. I will do you good. Who do you say that you are? Who do you believe that you are? Look beyond your flesh and blood. Were you born again of God? Were you able to certify it when your ears heard what the Spirit was saying by your mouth? Who do you say that you the Son of Man am? Knowing that you came from the womb of your mother, but who do you say that you are? Right now, do you know that you are the conqueror of all things? That it is the spirit of the enemy that makes you want to cease, because he knows that his destruction draws nigh. And he wants you with him, but he cannot have you. Do you know that he can't have you? Do you understand he has no part in you? Who do you say that you are when you tell God, I can't make the journey by myself, because you say, I need you until I can get over the flesh and blood? I know who I am, but I need you until I can get over the flesh and blood. I know I belong to you. I know I belong to you. But who do you say that you are? The angel got you in time. Before the destruction of all things, the angel called you out of darkness and told you you were a house on a hill, and told you that God had done something wonderful for you. Come thou so I can show you. Come with me so I can show you the good that God has on the other shore for you. Let me let you taste and see that the Lord is good. Come thou with me. Let me show you who you are. And all these days, I've shown you proof that God has been with you, all these days. Showing you that he was a keeper. I shown you that you open your mouth and send God ahead of you. And he will make the way safe for you. I shown you by the laying on of hands that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. I shown you the mind that I have that have you in place for the rejoicing everlasting. Who you now say that you are? Who do you say that you are? Do you believe? You are everything that you say you are. I'm praying for you. That God will forever keep your feet. Around his throne to let you hear the gospel preached. And will solidify in your heart that I know where I'm going. And I know how to get there because I have a guide. Who do you say that you are? Hallelujah to God. Do you belong to God? Is he reigning in you? Is that the spirit that you breathe in and out? Is every breath as the name of Jesus? Are you contemplating? That you have your being in him. Do you know that God has changed you from something carnal that allow you to come into his sanctuary and meet him to say, I want to thank you for how you kept me all these days? Can't you see that you're glorifying God Almighty for his safety? Haven't you found that it was just like the anointed one said? Has he proven to you who you are? Ye are God. And you know the truth. You know that you shall live again. Because the Lamb of God has put it in your inner ear. Your inner ear has the knowledge of who you are. Your heart, hallelujah to God, knows that the trials of this life are temporary. Your heart knows it. So you tell God, fix my issue on this this shore because I know where I'm going, and I just want you to make my way safe. I know within my mouth I can say now, thank you, Jesus. I can say now, I know who I am now. It was hidden from us. But my God, there was a moment came that my mouth can say, I know now who I am. I'm praying for the church that God will remove all the things from your heart for you to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to rise. And the issue in your life will not prevent you, because at any moment now, the love of God is going to take over and make a revelation to all men who you are. But do you know who you are? Men say you're sanctified. Men say that you're holy. But God said you're mine. God said you're my jewel. Who do you say that you are? You hear is divine. Hallelujah to God. Are you His divine creation? Did the potter mold you for salvation? Did He touch your life so you could live again? Are you the overcoming that every prophet looks down the telescope of time to see? Say, I saw them coming. Are you F. McDowell Shelton's strength when he was weak and he told the church to continue? Are you the continual church from Him when few held on to God's word? Were you one that could crown Him in that day that said, I'm going to obey the gospel that was preached to me? Are you Nehemiah's strength at his weakest hour? Are you his strength to say, I'm going to hold on until the driver comes? Are you one that has gotten picked up to say, let's move on now? Are you God? Who do you say that you are right now? What do you believe? Jesus come. It's right now. And you are it. Because trouble couldn't hold you. You made it to the moment. You made it to this moment where you can say, thank you, Lord, that my trouble did not prevent me, because I knew I was a child to the resurrection to life. I knew that God could deliver me. I knew He could heal my body. I knew He could give me the victory. That moment is now, that you knew God was with you. That moment is now, that you knew when you were weak, God made you strong. The moment is now that you can thank God that He's kept you to this present moment. But you know that you're going to be changed. You know this. Because your bones are ready for everything new. And when you came up out of the water, he put you in the newness of life. He washed away all of the sin. So to prepare your bones for everlasting life. Does not matter about the issue. Because God is able to present you faultless. Do you know this? Who do you believe that you are? Are you a rising of saints? When the last trump shall sound, for it will. Are you the rising of saints? All I need for you to believe it. Because I know who you are. I need you to know who you are today. Who do you say that you are? My prayer is that your faith don't fail you now. I need you to believe it. So I can give you this blessing. I need you to come with me. So I can give you a blessing. I need you to know who you are. I need you in my mind. Where the joy of the Lord is abiding today for me. Because God has done something marvelous for me. He woke me. My heart knows it doesn't matter how you fall asleep. God is going to wake you. Do you know this? It doesn't matter what entangle your feet, it will not hold you. Because God has proven it by the prayer of faith that the jail door opens on its own accord. The things that have you in bondage drop off by the power of God. Come down with me. There is joy in the knowledge for you to know who you are. Because you can't make this journey without this knowledge that God is in you. You're not on the journey by yourself. God has been with you. And so in all men. That you are his righteous judgment. His judgment. That you've done well. That you held on in the face of fools. You still say God is able. Even being let down, put out, let go, pushed aside, God picked you up and kept you. Moon to sunrise, sunrise to moon. God has been a keeper. Who do you say now that you are?
But I held on when others walked
away from truth. I stayed and kept on believing. I am the Christ of God Almighty. I have everlasting life in my members, that I can rise to the occasion and say, God has been my keeper. God has been my deliverer. I am the Christ of God because He's touched me and He made me whole. I believe you are what you say you are. Lord, certified in the heart. Make them know that along this journey, as we walk in flesh and blood, that they've seen your power. Let them understand that it's by a strong hand that you have kept them all these years. Whatever your will, whatever it is that you're desired to prove them by, you prove them that nothing could separate them from you because they were you. They're your strength. They're your hands. They're your feet. They're your heart. They're the eyes. They're everything that you are and you shall be, because we shall be changed to be just like the Lord. They made it here because you provided the strength to get here. Your divine spirit would let them give up when they didn't want to go anymore. You brought your body along and say, come on now, serve me. Serve me a little more. It was you. Who are you now? I am the Christ of God, because I have the Holy Ghost in my belly. I have the Spirit, the indwelling Christ in my members. I am the anointed of God because He's changed my whole life. I pray that you will ever give God the glory for this knowledge of who you are. You are the apple of His eye. You
are the light in a dark place. You are the salt of the earth. You are everything that is good in this wicked world. Because God Almighty is having his being in you. Do you know? You shall not perish. Because you know. Without a shadow of a doubt. You know. Just because you have a carnal dwelling, you're above that now. Because your heart and mind is everlasting on every moment. That God was able to bring you out. Ye shall not perish. But everlasting life belongs to you. It is not something that's far away. It is right now. The power of God has kept you safe. When your enemy will want you in hell, God moved all the flames away and made you rest. When the enemy wanted you devoured, God kept the mouth of all of it closed because you are the Christ of God. This is how Paul could say Christ followed them in the wilderness. But you can say, Christ is in me and have brought me this far. I can't make the journey. I couldn't make it without him. So since I have him, I've made the journey. I've been kept. I'm delivered. I'm free. Ye shall not perish, but you shall live again. Because the blessedness of the Lord is resting on you. You're still living. Because the power of God's word that said, you shall not die, but ye shall live. Do you know now who you are? So live. It's been God. Showing you all these moments. The enemy cannot have you because ye belong to me. No matter what he does, can't have you because you belong to God. So live. Almighty can reach all the way back to Adam and not miss an anointed one from Adam on. You are the only group that can get all the way back to Adam because of me. You can take a hold of me, straight back to Nehemiah, straight back to Bishop Shelton, straight back to Bishop Johnson, pick up the other apostle, Christ, right on back to Adam. Because you are in my company, I don't care who men say that I am. I care who you say. Do you know I am the Christ of God? That the gospel that he gave me for you is to deliver you from the world, bring you out of darkness into the light of who you are. The church is ready to wash feet. The church is ready to say amen. The church is ready to say amen because of what God has imputed in me for you. That's how I know who you are. Church can say amen. Why can we say amen? Because God has spoken. God has spoken. He said, you, we're the children of the resurrection. And I believe him. God has spoken.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.